I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I want to talk about communication, why it's so important, and how it destroys relationships when it fails. I'm going to share a story about a friend in my life, someone close to me for a very long time. You could say we grew up together, learning and becoming our adult selves. We were like family, in and out of each other's homes with ease, witnessing critical moments like weddings, births, and promotions. You know, besties. There were ups and downs, fun times, and super annoying moments. We're people, humans, this is part of it. No one is perfect, and everyone gets to sit in the bitch throne now and again. No one is immune to being a pain in the ass. But through all the years, over 30, without fail, nothing could keep me from having her back, no matter what. And she for me. More than once, I made the middle of the night phone call, unable to speak, just wailing when she picked up, knowing she would indeed pick up. It's that level of friendship, priceless. One day something changes, only I couldn't say which day or exactly what changed. It was a realization over time that there was a strange space between us. We have busy lives, and it's not everyday chat between us. I'm feeling slighted, but don't want to make a big deal about it. After all, I know my friend doesn't do confrontation well. I'm also not thinking it's about me, but maybe other stressful aspects of her daily grind. But it persists, and I notice this slowly because I'm busy too, and I'll admit I miss cues sometimes. It's not a crime, just an oversight. I actually expect people to speak up and tell me directly when needed. I don't do guessing games very well. I don't do games at all, actually. If I said or did something that offends, upsets, or pisses someone off, you need to speak up. If you know me, you know I would never intentionally do anything harmful to you. Well, let me rephrase that. I have no filter. I would either specifically say something very upfront or not, but passively burying a message is not my style. So for a few years, yes, years, I stirred, tried to discuss what the heck is going on, but was dismissed and clearly demoted in our friendship. At every turn, she avoided me, avoided the chance for me to address the now emptiness between us, and blew me off when I would ask anything. Till one day, she broke down and admitted that she was purposely punishing me. She watched me stir, losing my mind. She admitted that I offended her, pointing to a specific time and place from years prior, and that it was a breakpoint for her. Instead of saying something to me in the moment or just after, she opted to share her unpleasant experience with those around her, her family, and other close friends. Any love or admiration between me and her family was likely diminished greatly. Communication, it's critical. And no matter how uncomfortable or hard, don't we owe that to the people in our lives? How does someone love and protect and nurture relationships on any level and yet not be willing to respect them by speaking up? It wasn't a loss of words, because I don't doubt she had no difficulty bad-mouthing me to others. How cruel is that? Very cruel in my eyes. And yes, I regret not pushing harder, not forcing the situation in conversation. I would have wanted the chance to apologize for something I didn't even realize I had done, but not to be shamed to others. Nothing I said was unforgivable. Learning all of this was a gut punch. It took weeks, even months, to digest and process. I hadn't been losing my mind after all. It was personal, it was vindictive, it was intentional. Someone I loved, admired, held close, went wicked far out of their way to bring harm to me because I made a crass or mindless comment. All of that for that. That is a gross and outrageous form of abuse. We made shallow, half-hearted attempts to recover, but we haven't been able to. I want to open the conversation back up, and she seems to want to ignore it ever happened. It's heartbreaking, actually, to lose someone who has been there for it all. Here's the thing. There are many ways to break bad news or say something uncomfortable. You can write it if speaking feels impossible. Don't leave people guessing because you're scared or don't have the decency or the integrity to say something. We all make mistakes. I make plenty. Let's do better than that. Life is short and the world can be so unkind. I'm sharing this because I don't doubt others have experienced this sort of betrayal. I'm not alone. You're not alone. It's not okay to take your shit out on other people. Whatever loss of control you have in your life is for you to work out, not to work over the people that are closest to you. Let's do better. Let's be fair and raise each other up, not tear each other down. Take care of each other. Be kind to yourself. And thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.